Psalm 28, verse 7, the Lord is my strength and my shield. In Him my heart trusts. And all God's people said, amen. Well, happy Sunday. Friend, welcome to Sunday worship right here on Great News Radio. I am your host, Joey Kroll. So how is your weekend? Yeah, our subdivision had their annual garage sale this weekend. In fact, it's actually going on today, Friday, Saturday, and also going on today. And I'm actually proud of Aubrey, my wife. She didn't do any shopping at all because I kind of kept her busy. So we saved a lot of money this weekend. Hey, Sunday worship. I'm in trouble now. Sunday worship focuses on Jesus. Yeah, we prepare our hearts and minds on Him, focuses on scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. And yeah, here's some great God-honoring music on the way here from Mercy's Well. It's Blessed Be Your Name right here on this edition of Sunday Worship.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name. Blessed be your name in the land that is plentiful, where your streams of abundance flow. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name when I'm found in the desert place, though I walk through the wilderness. Blessed be your name. Every blessing you pour out, I'll turn back to praise. When the darkness closes in, Lord, still I will say, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name. Blessed be your name when the sun's shining down on me, when the world's all as it should be. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name on the road marked with suffering, though there's pain in the offering. Blessed be your name. Every blessing you pour out, I'll turn back to praise. When the darkness closes in, Lord, still I will say, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name. You give and take away. You give and take away. My heart will choose to say, Lord, blessed be your name. You give and take away. You give and take away. My heart will choose to say, Lord, blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name. Blessed be your glorious name.
choose to say, bless it be your name. That's Mercy's Well. Hey, happy Sunday to you. Hope you're doing well. It's Joey with you here on this edition of Sunday Worship. And I'll tell you what, I remember reading a story just the other week about Lauren Kornacki, who was a young lady who was glad that she took a summer CPR class, because one day her father was in the garage repairing his car when the jack slipped and the car fell on top of him. And the 22-year-old Lauren lifted the 3,300-pound car enough to pull him from underneath. Then she kept him alive with CPR until the paramedics arrived. And thankfully, he survived. But, you know, I'll tell you what, friend, far greater than Lauren's rescue of her father from the jaws of death is Jesus' rescue of us from the clutches of sin by his death and resurrection. You know, many today, friend, I know many today are trapped underneath the weight of sin. But our great God, oh, thank you, Jesus, can rescue us from underneath those burdens and then send us into the world to tell others that he can set them free.
I can only imagine what it will be like when I walk by your side. I can only imagine what my eyes will see when your face is before me. I can only imagine. I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus? Or in awe of you be still? Will I stand in your presence? Or to my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak at all? I can only imagine. I can only imagine. I can only imagine. When that day comes and I find myself standing in the sun, I can only imagine when all I will do is forever worship you. I can only imagine. I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus? Or in awe of you be still? Will I stand in your presence? Or to my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak it all? I can only imagine. Yeah, I can only imagine. Only imagine.
Thanks for listening to Sunday Worship. Christine Knuckles and Let the Words of My Mouth, friend. I pray that you're blessed today. Hey, happy Sunday. Hope you're having yourself a wonderful weekend. I just love weekends. We had some family time. We watched the St. Louis Blues. Yeah, they're in the playoffs. In fact, most of our family members, three out of the four, are Blackhawks fans. But since the Blackhawks are out of the playoffs, well, we're cheering for my wife's team. the St. Louis Blues. So there's not a lot of cheering of Blackhawks now since they're out. But, yeah, lots of good family time this week. And I pray, by the way, it's the same for you and yours as well. Now, the author is unknown, but I just love this quote. Whoever said it, I'm not sure who, but it says, "The Lord doesn't ask about your ability, only your availability. And if you prove your dependability, the Lord will increase your capability."
Oh,
Oh, what a beautiful instrumental version of As the Deer right here on this edition of Sunday Worship. It's Joey Kroll with you. And hey, if you got some time today, be sure to like us on Facebook. Just look up Sunday Worship Radio. In fact, here in the next several weeks, we're going to have a nice summer contest to win some great prizes as well. So look up Sunday Worship Radio on Facebook. 1 Peter 4:8 says, above all things, have fervent love for one another, for love will cover a multitude of sins. And I'm not sure if you ever have a chance to read Our Daily Bread, but Julie Link is a writer for Our Daily Bread. And I love what she said one time. She says, I have nicknamed our car No Grace. She goes on to say, Sunday mornings are the worst. I load the car with all the stuff I need for church, get myself in my seat, close the door, and my husband Jay starts backing out of the garage. When I'm still getting settled, the seatbelt warning starts buzzing. Please, I say to it, all I need is another minute. The answer, apparently, is no, because it continues buzzing until I am buckled in. Isn't that funny? You know, that minor annoyance, though, is a good reminder of what life would be like if indeed there were no grace. Think about that. Each of us would immediately be called to account for every wrong thing. Living in this world sometimes feels like falling into a no-grace sinkhole. When minor flaws are blown up, or when people refuse to overlook the faults and offenses of others, we end up burdened by the weight of guilt that we weren't really meant to carry in the first place. But friend, God in his awesome grace, can I get an amen, sent Jesus to carry that burden for us. Those who have received God's gift of grace have the privilege, friend, the privilege of offering it to others on Christ's behalf.
Weak and wounded sinner, lost and left to die. Oh, raise your head, for love is passing by. Come to Jesus, come to Jesus, come to Jesus and live. Now your burden's lifted and carried far away. Precious blood has washed away the stain. So sing to Jesus, sing to Jesus, sing to Jesus and live. And like a newborn baby, don't be afraid to crawl. And remember when you walk, sometimes we fall. So fall on Jesus, fall on Jesus, fall on Jesus and live. Sometimes the way is lonely and steep and filled with pain. So if your sky is dark and pours the rain, then cry to Jesus, cry to Jesus, cry to Jesus and live. Oh, and when the love spills over and music fills the night, and when you can't contain your joy inside, then dance for Jesus, dance for Jesus, dance for Jesus and live. And with your final kiss the world goodbye, then go in peace and laugh on glory's side, and fly to Jesus, fly to Jesus. Jesus. Fly to Jesus. Fly to Jesus. And live.
Isn't this a beautiful song? Chris Rice and the Untitled Hymn. Well, just want to quickly remind you that Ivan Parker coming back to the area. Yeah, next month, Saturday, June the 11th, First Baptist Church of Champaign in Savoy at 7 p.m. along with the Singing Men of GNN. Now, open general seating. It's only $10 when you pre-register, or you can get in at 15 at the door the night of. Also, you have the opportunity to be part of the Artist Circle reserve seating for $25, and that includes a meet and greet with Ivan Parker as well. Saturday, June the 11th at 7 p.m. So hard to believe that we're already talking about June. Hey, more details on that and more at our website, greatnewsradio.org. That clock over there is telling me I got to wrap things up here. But thank you so much for listening today. Until next time, just remember, friend, that you are salt and you are light. And you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.